This is Creating a Home of Excellence, Episode 4, brought to you by WRVO Public Media. Here's Ellis Giles.
Just like us, our homes need to breathe. If they don't get enough air, bad things can happen. If they breathe too much, it can cost us money. Some of you may have memories of the oil embargo during the 1970s. It was during this time that energy codes were created, and our society began to think about how much air our homes breathed in and out each day. This amount of ventilation affects a number of factors that are important to us and our quality of life. First, of course, is how much energy our home uses. Too much exchange of air will result in high utility bills, since our heating systems have to deal with an excess of unheated or unconditioned outside air coming into the home. If we have just the right amount of ventilation in a controlled manner, we won't spend more than we have to heating our homes. Second, the amount of air exchange affects how comfortable we feel. Many of you may live in a home you would describe as drafty during the winter months. A drafty home is uncomfortable as well as inefficient. Third, the amount of air exchange affects moisture levels in our homes. You may have a home that feels overly dry, perhaps almost desert-like, during the winter months. This happens when a home is taking too big a breath, which results in excess moisture being exhaled from the home. The correct amount of moisture in the air helps us feel warmer during the winter months, and conversely, too little will make us feel unnecessarily chilly. Finally, if our homes aren't getting enough ventilation, this creates problems as well. Moisture forms in our homes through daily activities such as washing, cooking, and breathing. If our homes aren't sufficiently ventilated, the excess moisture becomes trapped inside and unfortunately will be stored in materials such as drywall or hardwoods. Any material that is able to absorb it, and these materials have limitations as to how much moisture they can hold before they become breeding grounds for mold, spores, bacteria, and viruses. One visible sign that your home may not be getting enough ventilation is a moisture buildup on interior window surfaces during winter months. How do we find out if our homes are correctly ventilated? A negative air pressure test performed by a certified and trained building science technician will provide this assessment. The test involves using a fan that draws air out of the house at a predetermined level of pressure. During the test, all your windows and doors are closed. The test fan is placed in a door opening and turned on to exhaust air from your home. Make sure any fireplace dampers in the home are closed before this test is performed, or fireplace soot could be drawn into the living space. Once your home reaches the correct test pressure, the technician takes a reading to determine how much air is being exhausted from your home. The technician then compares the test results to calculations they have performed prior to starting the test to see how your home compares to the industry requirements for air movement in and out of your house. If your home is moving more or less than optimal, they'll be able to provide you with an action plan designed to ensure your home is exchanging air at a rate that allows it to function correctly. A negative air pressure test is part of a comprehensive home energy assessment and is a critical component in determining the action plan you need to ensure your home is healthy, safe, and efficient. Join us for future podcasts where we'll talk about more steps you can take to turn your castle into a home of excellence.
To learn more about creating a home of excellence, visit WRVO.org.